The deadline is coming up for a petition to raise the state's minimum wage. Details on a program that is reducing evictions and a pop-up shop for Indigenous fashion. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, July 11th. I'm Deborah Ashar. An effort to get more money in the pockets of Oklahoma's lowest-paid workers is a step closer to making November's ballot. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Jolie Abdo reports organizers say they have doubled the signatures required.
State Question 832 would ask Oklahomans if they support raising the minimum wage for the first time in nearly 15 years. The plan is to incrementally raise the minimum wage in response to increasing costs. Organizer Amber England says though the campaign has been successful, lawmakers make it very difficult to get an initiative on the ballot.
They're chipping away at the process, and Oklahomans should be alarmed at what the legislature is doing to the ballot measure process. It is infinitely more difficult.
The legislature passed a new law this year that limits the ability to get a ballot measure off the ground with new deadlines and costs. In Tulsa, I'm Jolie Abdo.
The deadline for the campaign to turn in signatures collected is Monday. 92,000 signatures are required for this ballot initiative. A federal judge says a wind farm must pay the Osage Nation for illegally mining on Osage land, but the court hasn't decided how much. As Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler reports, the feds argue those damages are more than 500 times as much as the wind farm's attorneys say it should owe.
In 2010, Enel leased land in Osage County to build 84 wind turbines. The lease covered surface land, not the earth and minerals underneath. But the company dug huge holes at the base of each turbine and used some of the excavated rocks as backfill. In 2013, the Osage Minerals Council sued. They say this counts as mining, which requires a permit Enel never applied for. After 10 years in court, a federal judge agrees. She says Enel must pay the Osage Nation damages, but hasn't determined how much. This week, Enel argued they only owe around $69,000. But the U.S. Attorney's Office says it's more like $38 million, according to a report from the Tulsa World. The judge will decide how much is owed now that attorneys have made their closing arguments. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
An increasing number of eviction cases are being filed in Oklahoma, often resulting in higher rates of homelessness. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sierra Pfeiffer reports a federal grant opportunity could help fund a possible solution.
As many as 70% of tenants fail to show up to court when facing eviction. And without a court appearance, those tenants face default losses. Right to Counsel is a nationwide effort to mandate a renter's access to free legal representation. Cities that have enacted Right to Counsel ordinances see a significant decrease in defaulted cases. Oklahoma nonprofit Legal Aid Services has been operating a Right to Counsel pilot program in Tulsa, and since August 2022, free legal support has been provided to almost 2,000 households. The nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Watch reports an ordinance unlocking federal funds is gaining traction in Tulsa. Oklahoma City Councilperson James Cooper told the outlet he hopes OKC will follow suit. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Indigenous fashion can now be found in the Tulsa suburb of Broken Arrow. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Katie Hallam has more on a clothing exhibition.
IndigiChic is a pop-up shop showcasing contemporary Native fashion curated by artists representing the 39 tribes in Oklahoma. First appearing in Tulsa last November, the store was so popular that it stayed open for months longer than anticipated. Now the shop is popping up again at the Museum of Broken Arrow. Osage, Oto Mazura, and Pawnee co-founder and artist Jessica Harjo says as IndigiChic's popularity grows, so does the designer's passion for creating.
You know, we're also redefining, like, what is fine art? And Indigenous art is part of that conversation.
Harjo says IndigiChic plans to eventually open a full-time store. The hand-tailored pieces are on display and for sale in the museum's gallery until the end of July. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you.
Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.